The Women's Center of Jamaica Foundation caters to the needs of adolescent mothers, ensuring they can continue their education during pregnancy and after the birth of their babies, before they're reintegrated into the school system, as per the Education Ministry's reintegration policy. Up next, Executive Director of the Foundation, Dr. Zoe Simpson, shares how the young mothers are prepared to return to the formal school system. Dr. Simpson was speaking in an interview with Ian Boyne.
The girls must be reintegrated into the formal school system after the birth of their babies. Mm-hmm. And as you rightly said, it's not just a matter of their going back to school, because now they're going back as students, yes, and their places must be there for them to continue their education. But they're not just students, they're mothers, and they're still adolescents. So they have other issues, other contending issues, you see. And so their books are there. But in the back of a girl's mind, a teen mother's mind, is what's happening to my baby?
Yes.
You see. And one of the things we want for them to do is to be adequately prepared for the reintegration into the formal school system. So the girls who come to the Women's Center, that last term, before she goes back, we walk them through a program that sufficiently prepares them to go back to school. How to take care of yourself as a mother, how to take care of the breast, you know, that is, you're still producing milk even, how to, that's your private business, how to express the milk even while you're at school in a private space, if you can find one, mind you, and that kind of a thing. How to manage your time, how to manage your limited resources, how to keep focus, how to take care of the baby, how to know that I can entrust the care of my baby to somebody who is not going to be abusive, kind of a thing, and so on. How to study, my study patterns, my study habits, how to wake up at 4 o'clock and maybe do my porridge and pack my book bag and the baby's bag, and that kind of, how to juggle. Yes. And
important.
You see, these are women. They are young girls, but they are women, and there's just something inside us as women that makes us tenacious and equips us to do it. And that's one of the things we say to the girls. It's going to be hard because you're going to have to study. You have to pass your exams like anybody else. There are no excuses, mind you. You have to focus on your baby, but you can do it. So it has to be intense preparation. And one of the things we find is that the girls who do not therefore come to the program of intervention to receive that extent of preparation, they are at risk of dropping out a second time. Now, you don't want that to happen at all. The aim is for the girl, the adolescent mother, yes, she has a child, but she can still go back to school and complete her secondary education and put on her gown and move over her tassel like anybody else and become anything she wants to be. But she must complete that secondary education. So yes, she's reintegrated. There are some impediments that we have to help her to prepare to face. Some hurdles that you're going to have to cross, my dear, but you can do it. Lots of other girls would have gone ahead of you. They would have done it. You can do it too. So we encourage the schools to be mindful of the fact that, yes, this young mother will have some issues that the other youngsters, the other girls may not have. And it's interesting. We commend those school principals and guidance counselors who understand that here is a girl coming back to school now, she has a lot of issues. So we know schools who facilitate, we are not saying encourage lateness, but they quite understand that, yes, she may have to drop off her baby at the day nursery before she gets to school, or an assignment maybe a little late because of issues, maybe a baby was unwell. You know how babies are colicky and have their own medical issues and their own emotional issues and so on. Here is an adolescent mother who is determined to finish, but she needs a little help from school. We have two of the girls who are going back, but sometimes they can ill afford the school expenses. We say to schools, can you get her on the school feeding program? Can you get her on the welfare program? Can you ensure that she gets a lunch or a breakfast even? We say also to the wider society, maybe you have a business, you can maybe employ a teen mother on the weekend. Give her a little Saturday job, a few hours even, so she can earn a little something to help her with her school expenses.
Executive Director of the Women's Center of Jamaica Foundation, Dr. Zoe Simpson, speaking in an interview with Ian Boyne.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.